This is Back to Back.
Yo, what's up, Back to Backers? This is Willie Joy. Welcome to the show. This is Back to Back. This is my podcast. Happy holidays. Whatever you're celebrating around this time, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're with people you care about. I am happy to be here with you, and I have a lot to tell you about. This is an exciting episode. I've got Snails on the show. I love this guy. He just released the World of Slime EP last week. That's a lot of new music from Snails. He's just on fire right now. Some amazing collabs on there. He's working with people like Subtronics, Barely Alive, Kill the Noise, and so many more. And he's on tour right now. He's on the World of Slime tour. I got a chance to go check it out last week. It's crazy. He's got the Shell 2.0 stage, a holographic stage. And look, I've seen a lot of crazy video wall productions at shows before. I had never seen anything like this. So if he's hitting your city, you got to go check him out. He also just released volume 2 of his new comic book. I love the way he's built this whole world for his music to live in. So you got to go check all of that out. There's going to be a link in the description of this episode where you can go follow Snails. And I'll tell you more about how we met up, the background of everything, in just a second. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you about something really exciting. This is new for us. Back to Back is now supported by Splice. If you've listened to the show before, you have heard Splice come up in so many of these conversations. First of all, there's the famous Splice Sounds, which is their marketplace, the destination where you can get millions, literally millions, of royalty-free samples, loops, sound effects, and presets. And their service is being used by all of the biggest producers working across all genres. Boy Wonder used Splice to create Mob Ties for Drake. And the list just goes on. I can guarantee almost everybody you've heard who appeared on this show has used Splice in their productions. Splice also has an amazing rent-to-own plan for software, which I think is such a cool idea because if you're a producer out there, you know the cost of production software is oftentimes really high, and it's a really frustrating feeling to think that you're being held back from something you want to create just because of financial reasons. So when you use their rent-to-own plan, creators pay off the software's retail price over time in very small monthly installments. There's no interest. And then once it's paid off, you own the software forever. So you get access to it immediately. And it's not only plugins. They've got a ton of different software for music creation, including but not limited to actual full DAW software. So you could really build your whole setup off of Splice just using the rent-to-own plan. And I really do think that's so cool. I wish something like that had been around when I was just starting off. Right now, if you head over to Splice and sign up for the Splice Sounds 100 package, which is their subscription plan for 100 credits per month to be used for Splice Sounds, use the promo code WillieJoy100 to get one free month of the Splice Sounds 100 plan. And by the way, it's the holiday season. If you're still looking for a last-minute present for that producer in your life, this would be perfect. So come on over and join the service that literally all of your favorite producers are already using. Head over to splice.com. The link is in the description of this episode and use code WillieJoy100 to get one free month of the Splice 100 plan. All right, so Snails, my longtime friend who I never get to see. He's on tour right now. I went over, we met up at his tour bus and just ended up doing this whole episode on the bus. And look, we've known each other since we were just starting off. When we first met, we were both in very different positions in our career. And watching his evolution, the way he's built a whole world for himself, man, it just makes me smile. So getting to finally sit down and chat with him about the whole journey up to to this point. It just felt good, man. It's a long time coming. I think his perspective on how he got to where he is really interesting. And I think, as most people who have ever been in a room with him know, it's hard not to just love this guy. And you know something else I love? Our sponsors, my friends over at Serato. They have been anticipating and solving the problems that DJs didn't even know they were going to have for over a decade. And it's impressive this far into the game. They are not slowing down even a little bit. They've brought all of that expertise to bear for their newest piece of software, Serato Studio. And Serato Studio is a new piece of production software. It's a new beat-making tool. And what I like about the way that they built this is that whether you're a beginner or an expert, there's something for everybody in Serato Studio. It's one of the fastest ways I've found to go from having an idea for a song to actually having a song in the software in front of you. It's built for efficiency. It's built for speed. Serato Studio eliminates a lot of the technical roadblocks that are in other pieces of software that prevent a producer from accessing their creativity. It comes built in with tons of loops, samples, effects, and just a lot of that Serato magic. They've included their proprietary pitch and time algorithm, which is great for pitching up, stretching, chopping audio, and making everything just fit together seamlessly. They've got awesome features. You can change the key of your entire project in just a single click, which I've never seen in any other piece of software. And look, it works seamlessly with whatever your main DAW is. So you can start a beat in Serato Studio, get going super fast, make something fun, and when you're ready, you can export stems easily out of Serato Studio into whatever your main production software is. So think of it as a powerful new tool for your tool belt. And right now, if you want to check it out, I've got a special deal only for listeners of this podcast. If you go to serato.com/studio and sign up for a subscription plan, if you use the code WILLYJOY2 at checkout, you will get 2 free months of Serato Studio. That's a great deal. I don't know this for a fact, but I haven't seen a better deal for this anywhere else out there. So for all of you out there listening, this is just for you. serato.com/studio and use code WILLYJOY2 when you sign up for a subscription to get 2 free months of Serato Studio. Go check them out. This has been a great year for Back to Back, and I could not have done it without the support of everybody out there listening. And what I love about this community, what I love about everyone who listens, I know that we're all open-minded, that we just really love music. So if you want to support the show, if you want to help me make this a great 2020 for Back to Back, just tag me in your stories, put up a tweet, let people know you're listening, tell your friends, your family members, whoever you know who has some good taste. I'm at Willie Joy on all social media. The show is at Back to Back Pod. And you know, every time I see somebody putting something out there, I'm going to be replying to you, saying what up. We're going to chat. I'm going to repost your content. And you can always reach out to me too. I'm at backtobackpod@gmail.com. I want to get into this. This episode just gives me a good vibe. It puts me in a good mood. It's why we had to do it for the holidays. This is me and Snails. Back to back. Let's go. It's crazy. I think it has been at least like a year and a half, 2 years since I saw you.
I would say easily 2 years, because like around like, I feel last time was definitely in San Diego. I mean, after San Diego, I remember I was like, oh, what? But I don't clearly remember.
We've known each other for a long time.
Oh, like, yeah.
We've been in contact since way back in the day, but then there was never like one period of time when we were hanging out like steadily.
It's always fast. Like, well, and I met you through Sammy, like Brion's too. So I was like, this is my first tour ever. So like that's...
Oh, yeah.
From a long time.
I know what you're talking about, but I think we knew it. Like, we were talking online before.
Oh, yeah,
that,
definitely.
You know? And to be honest, I was going to save this till later, but I'll just say it now because we're talking about it. You told me something that really stuck with me about the first time we ever met. I think about it all the time.
Oh, God, what did I say?
You said, so I knew you back when you were in the group Doozjackers.
Oh, yeah, I was about to mention that. Yeah.
And you told me that I came to Montreal on tour and like we ran into each other in the club and that I was kind of a dick to you.
Oh, probably I was like, hey, what's up, man? Are you like, I mean, whenever you don't know nobody, like, like it's never but, on you, you know?
Oh, like, no. And like, I felt bad because obviously you never ought to like be a dick to somebody. But I, what blew my mind was I just didn't remember doing that. And I'm sure it happened, but it's just one of those things where I've had people do that to me and I hate that feeling.
Yeah, I was like,
fuck, I did that to somebody.
Sometimes it's like, it's so crazy because like, I don't even think about it. And like, you're going to say hi to 200 person, but you're going to miss one person. Right. And then it's going to be like, it's going to be impactful on that person. That person's going to think about you other way just because of that for the rest of that life.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, man. And I just felt shitty that I left that impression because at the time, that was like when I was working with Trouble and Bass back in the day.
Yeah,
and I was playing your music all the time, even though I didn't know it was you yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just so funny.
It's crazy, but I'm like, there's no bad blood. I feel like even me, like that's why like it's crazy if we talk about it later too. It's more like whenever like at some festival, like sometime it happened 2-3 times that I met somebody like dressed as a raver and like really like look like a fan, like, hey, what's up, can I take a picture? And I'm always like, yeah, of course. And like sometime, and like, you're gonna see one day, one told me like, one day I'm gonna bring you to my city. I'm like, yo, hell yeah, like I'd love to. And like a year after it happened in Savannah, the guy was like, remember when you talked to me, you're the first guy artist that talked to me that day because they thought that was a raver and like blah blah. But like, and I opened this club and it ran for like 2-3 years after.
Wow.
And I remember he was like, you're always the guy that always talked to me normally. And I was like, oh wow. And for me, it's like goes everywhere to everybody I talk to. You just never know who you're gonna encounter, that if you're like that, just that one person, you can act like just like not talk or act weird or act cool, like that person might change your life like later.
Yeah.
So I'm always thinking about like, all right, everybody is like Barack Obama. Like I'm trying to risk everybody I take them. Yeah. Because you never know what could happen with anybody.
Yeah. And that's a very smart thing to do. and just a good, nice person thing to do too. I always wonder for somebody like you, because people love to be around you, man. You've got that energy. Like I'm being serious, like, because for me, that's hard to do, to like give that energy to everybody I'm around. And
it takes a lot, you know. I feel like I take that probably from my family and my mom. And I come from such a small town that like everybody knows each other, you know? So I'm kind of like used to like run. I go at the grocery store, talk to like 10 person because we all know each other, or a new person like, oh, where are you from? And blah, blah. Like for me, bringing that to like, I go to a show, meet some fans. I'm like, oh, I did that my whole life, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, when I go talk to people, I'm actually interested. Like, where are you from? You ever seen that? Especially when I know like they get a meet and greet ticket. So like they're there for the 15th time, you know, like I'm like, damn, like I didn't know I play here that much, or like a bunch of stuff that it's always mind blowing for me to see. And like it's it just goes from like the whole culture where I'm from, you know. And I feel like it brought probably a lot to like my whole career, because like with all the fans and anybody I work with, it's always been like fun, but also like you never know who you're gonna talk to, who you're gonna run into, how it's gonna happen. So.
Well, I mean, how small of a town are we talking where you grew up?
Oh, it's 1,000 person.
Oh, okay, damn.
It's gonna be like double the person tonight here than like my whole city, you know? Like
that's crazy. You're right. There will be more people at the show tonight than
like in that little piece than like freaking kilometers, like I don't know how much kilometer. So
wow.
It's like that's where like seeing of all of that and having that education brought a lot to like.
You eventually moved to Montreal, right? Like way later.
Yeah. I was I was from that small town. I was the only guy after high school. I was the only guy out of my whole grade that was like, I don't hate my town, but I'm like, everybody knows like it's too much. Like you guys like gonna have babies soon.
Right.
I'm like, I respect that and I'm so happy for you, but I'm not happy like that. And I need to see new thing. I need to learn more because like I feel on myself, I'm gonna stick too much in that world. And that's why I went alone in Montreal, and it was hard. I was like the first week, I was like, I'm leaving that place. It's like, right. I hate it. Like, people, the city smell weird and like everything. I'm used to live in the country. Yeah, so like,
nobody's friendly. Right?
Yeah. Nobody talks. And like, I was the only guy like coming and like, what's up, guys? And people are like, who the hell are you? Like, I'm like, oh, like, and, but it took time. I remember the first week I told my mom, like, I don't want to live here anymore. They're like, you just signed a contract for 1 year for your apartment. I'm like, and I was so sad. But then after I started meeting people, people discover like new passion and went to graphism and art design. And I was like, oh, wow, that's actually fun.
Yeah.
But it took like a while. Like, it wasn't easy.
How old were you when you made that move?
17 years old.
17, yeah.
So I was like 15, like 13, 14 years ago. But for me, like thinking about it, I feel like probably like you, some stuff happened like it was yesterday, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I know. Time is weird, man, especially as I get older. And I think really like doing what we do, it gives you a weird sense of time too.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's just time, like not timeless, but like we, it's always like kind of like having fun, like dancing, raging, like playing some music. So it's kind of like hard to not to grow up of like that world, you know? And like,
yeah.
I just see so many people like they're still child in the art, you know? Yeah.
I always say, man, I think at least for me personally, part of the reason I do it is it keeps me young, or it keeps me feeling young, you know?
It's like, I feel like the only time I feel old is like those playing at like 5, 6 a.m. yeah. which everybody has. And like, but I feel that's part of the job. And that's where like, it's so funny because everybody like the DJ, oh yeah, the DJ, like just press button and blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I mean, like for me, when I'm on stage, that's my vacation, you know?
Exactly.
Like I have an hour and 30 where I can play anything I want. I can have fun, jump. I can like, yeah, press button and really have the time of my life.
Right.
But besides that, I'm like probably like 50 hour in the studio or taking planes, responding to email. And like, I mean, you know how it goes. So it's
But you're absolutely right, man. It's
the judge, it looks so easy to be DJ. I'm like, I mean, it looks easy because that's the most fun part ever.
Right. Like, and well, and also because you paid a lot of money for it to look good, and you have a team of people making sure it looks good.
All the visual, like all the effects at festival, there's so many things like inside that world, you know, that a lot of people maybe don't realize, which is like the magic and the beauty of it, you know.
I love that. And you know, all the people who work behind the scenes, those are like the real heroes.
Oh, most of the time, like I did like a post a long time ago, I was like, the actual real hero is like all those promoters bringing all of us and making our life easy, you know.
Promoting, man, is such a hard fucking job.
I would never do it. I feel like I lost my hair, like and the funniest thing ever, if Zomboy would be here, like as you, like we met before, as other people as well, I used to be a motion designer. So I used to create logos and videos, and I used to work for like Damien, which is like he owns the Subhuman label.
Oh, okay.
With Bear, with Gordon.
Diesel Boy, right?
Yeah, Diesel Boy. Yeah. All of them, I used to do their logo in the time.
Oh,
like, 3D logo paid like $100.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
that's
and
crazy.
If you ask Diesel, every time he's like, we bring that up because like, we're old guys now. And like, and I told him, like, remember the day I was working for you? And he's like, let me talk to you about it. And like, we just go on because I was doing all the visual for Olive's label. And you can find back also like all those visual. But also, it makes me bring back, I used to be a promoter a long time ago. So when I was Dude Jacker, we talked about it. We're going to talk about it. Basically, I used to throw on May 4th, which is like, that's why we have it all on our shirts, my birthday.
Okay.
Those event called the Big Doozer Party.
Nice.
And like every year used to be special. Like we did it for like 4 years, like the longevity of the group. And 1 year was in a bar, but like all team, like Hawaiian and like super like tropical. And 1 year for my birthday, I went crazy. I was like, we gotta do a crazy party in a rave. And like, we rent that place, it's kind of like a warehouse.
Oh yeah.
And I booked Zomboy for my show there. I think it was probably $1,200 in the time,
right?
And but for me, it was like $1,000,000, because when you're like 22 years old, like $1,000 is like, but that, I had my experience of that, like being slash promoter, like spending all the money for like making, like we had food. I was like, kids, like people's gonna want some food. So we bought the slush machine.
You just went all
popcorn
out.
I was like, let's get crazy. And I think I lost $200 on it. And like my mom was yelling at me because she was like, you gotta make no money, don't do that. But for me, I had the time of my life seeing Zomboy now that I see some festival that I was like, I booked you for $1,000. And it's always like, but I think that day still, that it was a it was like one of the most stressful day ever, because like it's always never go right.
And there's so many things you never think of until you have to get them done. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, it's years of experience.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's always something new.
Because I used to throw parties in Chicago back in the day
too. Oh, damn.
And it was the same thing where like, you know, $1,200, that'd be like the max of my budget. That would be like the top. I would try not to spend that, but every once in a while, you know, there were nights where I just lost my ass, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was doing a monthly party. I did it for like 3 years.
Like in the same era as a Pointing Chicken?
Actually, before them. I was a little before them.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah. But I think they actually probably came to some of my parties. And it wasn't like I was like the big promoter in town or anything. It was like one of those small kind of hipster parties.
Nice.
You know, the room held maybe like 300-400 people, something
that. I mean, those are like where everything started.
Yeah, yeah. And it was the same as you, though. I would book some of my favorite DJs, and that's how I got to know a lot of people start off, was like I would have them come play my show, and we would hang out.
And then you open for them.
Exactly. Yeah, man. I don't know if it was the same for you. Like, had you met Zomboy before when you booked him?
When I booked him, I was like, literally, like, I think I was too mind blown, because I was like, that's when he just released his remix of Bass Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
They did. And I was like the biggest thing ever. It was like, I was freaking out. And I was just like, you know, when you're a promoter and you don't really know like nothing. Now he's like, I know him. Like, I don't like,
oh,
I
talk to him. He's the nicest guy.
Yeah, exactly. But I would be like, oh, yeah. Like, you good and everything, but in the time you're like, you have that mentality that taking care of them, they have like their own green room and everything, and it's kind of like always like tricky. So I was not like fanboying. I was just like in my head, and I was playing I was opening for them, so basically it's kind of like booking that party so I can play. And like, and we had that big pyramid that we done like and made with like in that budget of like everything. So that was like
you were like making your own stage.
Exactly. But it was like I was definitely more like shy guy, and like,
yeah, I'm the same way, which is funny, man, because like I'm still the shy guy inside. I don't know if you feel that way, because I always think of you as being such an outgoing person.
I mean, I'll be honest, like it depends. When it comes to show, I'm always stressed. Even like the smallest most of the time too. And I think I peaked the most whenever I did the So Montreal. We just did our first arena show.
I saw that.
Yeah, the Place Belle.
Yeah, you played like a big arena there, right?
Yeah, for us, it's like tickets are way more expensive. We did higher than like what we did last, because last year we did a venue, MTELUS it's called. It's like 2.4, 2.3.
Yeah.
This year maybe we did like 2.6, 2.8 or something.
That's great.
And like, but the price tickets like double the price, you know?
Right.
So it's arena price. So it's not like, like normally it was $25. Now it's like just the floor was with the taxes, maybe 70, you know?
Right,
so like
for
us being able, like, that's why like it was so important to like bring a show like that has a big quality. We had pyro. We had like, we had so much thing that it was so important to give them back, you know? Cause I'm like, I'm thinking as a kid, like $70, I would never have that for a show, especially for a local, like that's the thing.
I mean, that must have felt awesome, man, to do that in the hometown. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure the
it
family
takes time,
was out there.
Like, to get out. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, for anybody, it's like, and even I think yesterday somebody was like, how do you get out of that local? Like, how do you not get a local? I'm like,
it's a hard question.
I'm like, dude, work. Like, that's the only thing. Get booked, play more show, produce more music, work. Like,
well, and you tell me if it was the same for you. For me, and I think for a lot of people, you almost get less love locally at first than you do from other places.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have to blow up. And then when you come back, that's when you
know, you're the hero. Like, it's all, I feel the process is like, you start with your little group of friends, start producing, love it. You get bigger and bigger. Oh, you start being a sellout now.
You can't win.
And so the sellout, you're like, oh, well, I guess like I'm trying to bring my music higher. Oh, but you change, you're so different. Even if it stays the same set, people see you differently. After that, you lose sight of your friend, because like they all think like you're like too much shit out. You start doing outside shows, then you come back, everybody loves you.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like, well, nothing changed here. I'm still the same dudes. I'm like, I come a long way, because like I was a DJ, like DPV, and it was part because I was a motion designer. So DPV stands for like Durant Production Video.
Oh, okay.
So the video production Durant.
Right.
And from that, I became like the group Deuce Jacker. And after, so I came a long way of like maybe like eight, like 5 years that people know me, that I'm trying and trying and like making it as snails, and people like kind of like that same process here that, oh yeah, but your sound changed, not the same. I'm like, what the? And it became to a point that when I work at, with Skrillex and like bigger people, like I was able to come back and like be like, oh, I'm not the local dude anymore, but it was a journey, you know?
Oh,
like,
man, I can only imagine. And it's interesting, you know, hearing you talk about like working as a graphic designer and all that. Was there a point in your life when you thought that maybe was going to be your career path, or did you always, was music always the thing you really wanted to do?
Yeah. Every time I'm like talking to, if somebody asked me, like when I was in high school, the only instrument I play was trumpet.
And, oh, dude. Did we talk about this? I played trumpet.
I think
in high
so.
School.
Yeah, that's why, like, maybe we were definitely talking about it, because I remember, and I was like, I stopped because my lips were hurting too much. And I was like, ah! Yeah. And I was like, no, hell not. Like, I'm not doing it. And like, I just started like doing more, like more design and everything. Yeah. But it really came off out of nowhere. Cause, basically I was living with my cousin in Montreal, which were the only person I know. And, his boyfriend, he owned the Hercules remix, the first one that came out. Like, it's like a plate one.
Okay.
It's like, you want to try? It's called DJing and blah, blah, which virtual DJ. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll try. And I didn't know nothing about it. But being a super gamer, like, brought that kind of like extreme, like, you know, when you're stuck on a level and like, I'm going to finish it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
For me, I'm like, I'm going to learn this thing.
Gotta get the high score.
Yeah, exactly. I got to beat Bowser. Like, I got to do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I always treated everything in my, like, that's why when I start a project, when I do like new clothing, everything I work, it's always to the level that I can go the furthest as I can. And like when I started doing that, I literally didn't sleep for days and nights because I was like, damn, like that's so fun. And the learning process is hard, but I can get it because it's all software. I literally live my whole life playing video games, so I know how it works. And at some point, it's really the click that I realized. I was like, so what's the final boss of like doing music, you know? Like, what's the level? Like, is there, what is the highest you can reach? And I was like, damn, maybe I can win money. I can make money and like make my life of it, you know? And that's why I take it way more seriously, and my click and my brain changed. And I was like, damn, like I approached it in a way that I was like, like it's getting serious, you know? Like I could actually make some money and like not have to go work at the pizzeria now.
Or
like do like music or do something that I can apply with. And that's where like I realized as a kid that I was like, things gonna change, and I could really like put myself more into it. And that's where like I left my girlfriend after, I left basically my friend, everything. And every time like I see them, they're like, yeah, you did the best choice, you know? Cause it's always like a, yo, let's go get fucked up at the bar. You're 18, 19 years old.
Right.
Like it's easy to get out. And, but like for me, I was like, no, I think I can actually do something here. And like, I'm going to push it. And like, if it means that we won't see each other for like 2 months, well, I'm willing to take that risk to after that, if it works, to get another 70 years old to buy the club, you know?
Well, like, and that's impressive that I think you had that perspective so young, man, because like you said, I think it's so easy when you are young to just go out every night.
You get friends with your friends.
Yeah, and to sort of feel like you're killing it, like that's what you're supposed to be doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then to have that perspective, to take that time, obviously, you know, it pays off these dividends down the road. I'm curious, was there anyone or anything you saw that gave you that idea? That like you could make money off of it?
Was like for me the first time that ever happened that I realized it was when I heard my first like breakout song with Mikey and Tyserum.
Yeah.
You probably know Mikey too.
Oh, that's my guy.
Yeah, the Bay Area. And that's the first time whenever we did Wild together.
Yeah.
And I was literally like the biggest fan because him and Mayhem, Anthony, like we're doing crazy music. Like they did release like all those crazy banger that were like the first, like him and Fluss came out with like those first banger. Like,
And
I was like mind blown. And Mikey reached out to me on, cause I did a song with Apache called Bubblegun.
Right.
And,
I remember that.
That's kind of like started slowly. And, whenever he reached out to me, he was like, yo, like love your stuff. We should do the thing. And like, I'm still the biggest fan of Mikey. Like,
oh, he's
awesome,
great.
Dude.
Yeah.
And like, for me that he reached out to me, I was like, I just saw you work this song. I was waiting for my girlfriend at the time at the cafe, and I was working this thing. I did that bass line, like, look, look, look. And I was like, yeah. I think that's funny, but I don't know how to bring it more because I had like a 32 bar. I'm like, he's the king of trap. He's going to find something. So I gave it to him, and it just became what it is and like how we developed it. And when we did that song, it got played by Skrill as the first set ever as Jack Q in Miami. Right. For Ultra in 2015, because I was at home watching the stream with my mom around, and I was like, not crying, but I was yelling because I was like, I'm a wild motherfucker. I was like hearing it, and I was seeing that. I was like, damn, there's something happening here, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah, that's your song.
Yeah, I mean, it's big for a guy from like a small town like me to hear stuff playing like on national like radio, like Ultra, you know, in the time.
Oh man, that was a moment. I mean, that for sure was the moment, at least from my perspective, where you really broke out.
I think that was like for me the first song that blew me off, because after I did Pump This with Aerobust,
right,
that got played by Tiesto. I was like, what the hell is going on?
I still love that song. Because the thing was back then, man, like I was listening to your music, like we talked about, for a long time, and I always just kind of felt like, you know, he's onto something. You had all this crazy, weird sound design that it really didn't sound like anyone else. Like, it sounded like you had figured out how to, like, break the software in a way that other people hadn't figured out how to do.
Yeah, I mean, that came, again, from, like, my passion for video games and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like beating a boss, and, like, I was like, and for me, I took it, like, as every song had to be crazy. I'm like, all right, if I did that, I'm able to do something crazier, you know? That's where, like, I had some bass line I called like squirrel bass, or like frog bass, you know? I need you like a squirrel, like frog bass. And every time I was trying to like get that, it really became like an addiction. Like every show, like there would be a group, I would be like the, I don't know, the weird sound addicted. And like, it was a need for me to do something weirder every time. And that brought me to do frog bass, which was like another breakout song that got played on Split, and like some other thing that for me was like another massive like stand up point of being like, damn, this music is accepted on big TV and like on movie. Like, that means that there's some way we can work it out more, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that shows you the potential for how big it could be, right?
Exactly. I'm like, if that happened, that's because the door is open, you know?
Yeah. And it's interesting too, hearing you talk about, you know, working with Anti-Serum, and you're very collaborative. You work with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
But then you also have this really strong signature sound, I think. Exactly what we've been talking about, these crazy sounds. I wonder, how do you navigate? Because I even remember like a long, long time ago, like when we first met each other, you and I were talking about doing a song, and we sent back some parts.
Oh, yeah. I do remember.
And so I think I sent you just like a really simple beat.
Super build up.
Yeah, yeah. And then you sent it back with this crazy sound design, and it was so...
Actually, yeah, I do remember this song.
I think you later put a part of it out as like a separate song, because what we did never came out.
Yeah,
I used my part for something else. But I just remember when I got it back from you, the sound design was so cool and so crazy. I was like, I don't even know what I can do with this. Like, it was already there, and
I'd love to hear that. I should search in my folder.
Yeah, I
to
wonder
hear
if
what
I still have that too.
Because I do remember, like, we're working on it. I'm like, you had like that voice and like everything. I'm like, I gotta try to. Even when I started, you know, like, I'm still a fan of you. Like everything everything you drop, like crazy banger. Like,
oh man, thank you, man. Yeah, yeah. Like, I had the high noises on.
You
lock
had
for
the
a
screeches,
minute.
And like that's like another, for me, I'm just good in bass lines, but I do remember when we worked that. I need to find out.
Yeah,
what
we'll
was
find
idea.
It. But so my question for you is, you know, when you're working with anybody from like a little artist to, you know, you've worked with the biggest artists in the game, how do you, you know, split that between keeping your signature sound, but still being collaborative and, you know, working with other people's ideas?
Yeah, that's a hard part, because like most of the time, like, you know, when you're collaboration and like, and I know, you know, too, you hear a collab with people like, oh, this dude did everything. Yeah. Or like, oh, this guy did everything. And like, I feel that's for me, like, doesn't like give the respect due to both of them. Or it's because like, like one of them just wanted to do a song, and like it's just like for me every time I do a song, it's because I want to put my name with somebody that I've like I love and like I'm a fan of, and like I really want to put my heart it.
Right.
It's really important for me to have my drop and my sound, because like I feel the other person is like we have their shine.
Right.
That's why like for me it's cool, because we can complement each other with everything. You know, like I'm not really good in melody, so whenever I work with somebody, I'm like, all right, do this melody. I'm gonna have like some cool texture, but the drop, I'm gonna work right. it with that, you know. When I work with Nightmare was a good example, because like he's like so good at melody and like note and everything, and he came up with that thing, and he had no drop.
Right.
I was like, okay, well, let me get that drop, and then we can kind of go back and forth. And I felt that was the beauty of like being able to people when they hear it, like they're like, oh yeah, that's Fred. Oh, where's Fred? And the second drop come, like, oh yeah, okay, he's here.
Right.
Because if not, that's where kind of like you lose your personality, and like it goes fast. You know, there's so many amazing artists out there that like waiting for a second to jump and like take that spot. And I feel like it's always it's a good and fair constant fight with everybody, because everybody wants to make it work and like have their own song out there. And like for me, it's always kept me like on like my edge of like getting ready to have all my craziest sound and keep them. I'm like, oh, I have this bass line. Oh, I'm going to create a new one. Oh, I have this with like,
right.
somewhere. It's really important for me to show off that.
And I like the way you put it, that it is almost like a fight with them in a funny way. It's like a friendly fight, right? Because I think the best collaborations are the ones where you're both pushing each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're trying to, you know, be like, this is a cool idea, but I think I can make it just a little cooler. And, you know, by the end of it, hopefully you've gotten something that neither one of you could have made on your own.
Yeah, exactly. And like for me, the person I love the most with that is Jake Kill the Noise.
Yeah.
We just released a new song front to back with Sullivan King too.
I heard that. Yeah,
yeah. It's like more like a metal show like song.
Right.
But when we did even like Shake the Ground, it was the first time I worked with Jake ever, and I was at his house, and like we're working, and like he was so like in a good way crazy about the weirdest details. That tail here is not, oh, this is missing. Oh, that bloop bloop. No, it has to need a layer. Oh, put the guitar under like the head. I'm like,
right.
Holy what the hell? And like for me, and like, why do my sound, you know, I don't think about it like that. Like, but it was one of the first dude that actually opened my eyes about all those details. And like, I hate him because of that, because now I have to think about too much stuff.
Yeah.
I gotta say, thank you, Jake, for showing me that. Same thing with front to back, I had like three different vocal, you know, like,
right.
And like, I was like, cause for me, I love so much thing, and it's not in a way that I'm lazy. It's because I actually enjoy a lot of thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I listen to that. I like it. And Jake, no, it's cheesy. No, it's not cool. It's cheesy. Cool. It's all 90%. I'm like, Jake, what's missing? Like, he's like, it's just not there. I'm like, all right, we're going to do better. And like, sometimes it's like, it's not that word I want to use. It's not annoying. It's kind of
frustrating.
It's
right?
Like, damn it. What's me? I'm going to get it. And like, for me being like as extreme as I am, I'm not letting go anything. I'm like, I'm going to make it right. Cause I know I want you to be stoked about it.
Right. And that's the gamer thing again. Right.
And with him, it's a constant like back and forth. But whenever I know he's happy, cause I know he never lies to me. Yeah. Like he's like, Fred, that's bullshit. Like I know he's going to tell me in my face. We never fought, but like he wouldn't, I saw him like how he's, when he's like real with somebody. And so whenever I know he likes it, he's like, I know it's because he really enjoy it. So that's why we're on the same page. It took a minute, but you know, like, and I see it the same as like whenever I apply that into my way of working, you know,
right.
When I work with other younger, maybe artists, I'm like, that's a cool baseline, but let's be honest, like, is it the craziest thing we could come up to right now? You
right.
know, like, and for me, I always treat it in a way that I'm like, maybe that could be the next biggest banger ever. Who knows? Like, we have to treat every song in my head as being like the next Grammy Award song.
Yeah. And I think if you, you know, get sort of complacent with that kind of stuff and you say, oh, it's a cool baseline, we'll use it and move on. You know, you're sort of starting from that like mediocre place. And then
not a good shine. It's like kind of like, and which is like hard in the hard world now when there's so many songs out there.
Yeah, it's so competitive now.
And like, so you have to make sure. And like for me, I remember because like sometimes I would take I would take not experience, influence from Skrillex, but like some other artists on some of my song. I'm like, I love this bite and maybe I could treat it in some of my way. And I was like, you know what? I could do something like in that influence, because anyway, Skrillex never gonna hear it. And every time I was saying that, every time I would end up with Skrillex in the studio. He's like, show me your newest song. I'm like, wow, this thing. He's like, dude, I like it. I'm like, yeah, inspired by you a lot. You right. know? And every so time funny. I told myself, like, with Jake, same thing. I have a bass song that I really like, but he's never gonna hear it. And then I end up like face to face, like, show me your new song. I'm like, he's like, I like it. I'm like, yeah, influenced by you.
Right. Yeah.
And like, so now for me, every time I do a song, I'm like, who knows what could happen? It could be the next freaking Grammy Award song. Who knows how it could be? And I feel treating every song like that is gonna make them have their own respect and like have their shine, you know? Cause like, if you don't have the mentality, that's where I feel you start losing the passion and just kind of like starting creating music just to do music.
Yep.
And it can be seen in shows and like the reaction of people. Like, it's kind of like you lie to yourself. You play a song, like new song, and you're not as happy, and people can reflect it. Even if you don't, even if you jump, do right. the 1, 2, 3 of death, like yep. crazy, people's gonna feel it and you know it too. Like, I think there's something missing and they can feel it in the crowd.
Yeah, you're right. Especially when you're testing new songs live, man. We've been doing this long enough. You know as well as I do. Like,
oh, yeah.
When it doesn't work, sometimes the crowd will still be into it, but you can tell.
You're like, oh, it's not good. And like after, we need song out. We're like, yeah, but I don't want to put that out. And like, it's kind of like, it's a hard process because like with that crazy world, touring, everything, doing, you have to do music on the road, you know? And like,
yeah.
even for me, it's another subject too that's been really good. We have like amazing artist support on the store and like, where Am Ghost, which like, they've been like really crushing lately. And like, he's always like, wake up at 10 a.m., go like do gyms and do work for like, till his set after.
That's
continue
great.
Go sleep. And like, for me, having that type of like support on the tour, Kyle Company is the same, JCO always about business, you know? So
yep.
it's kind of cool to have those influence around us that we are like, you know, I get inspired by who I hang with, you know?
Yeah,
so, like,
absolutely, man. And that's I think important for artists at any level, is to really pay attention to who you're keeping around you.
Oh, that is the most important, because like that influence, like for me, like if I think about like a lot of people are like, you should go live in LA. You should go live in LA. And like, at first, like, oh, should I? And I was like, I went there many time, like, cause I had shows or like, just like do some session. And I was like, I'm not happy here. Like
yeah.
every time, like people would be there and like, not even talk, like, who you know, who you with? I'm like, nobody, nobody.
yeah.
Like, and like, all right, next. And I'm like everybody,
yeah.
like, literally, I was in a restaurant, like, oh, this is my new boyfriend. Like, he's a DJ, he's a producer. You guys should do a song right now. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, eating sushi. What are you talking about? Like, I'm here chilling. And like, it's always
yeah.
about that. And like,
that's such an LA thing, man. There's been so many times I've been at a party or just in a big group of people.
Who you know, who you with.
Well, yeah, exactly, man. Everybody's really curious, but then once they sort of figure out that you can't do anything for them, then they
just
move
leave you.
On. Yeah.
I've seen it so many times. And like, by coming from a small town, you know, like for me, I put importance to everybody I met. And
yeah.
I'm an emotional dude. So like, if somebody like kind of weird or like, I don't feel the vibe, I'm like kind of like always like, I don't feel comfortable. And like, for me, that's why I did the choice to stay in Montreal and live there. I have my family. I have like my friend are there, and that's what like for me inspiration is like the most important thing.
Right,
and like going at any party, LA cool
well,
thing.
And staying true to the roots, I think, is really important too, right? Because you know, you were saying it's a fast paced life. You're on
oh,
tour,
yeah.
you're in the studio, things are getting bigger, you more people are asking you for stuff, all of that kind of thing. I think if you don't have a support system, and if you don't really take,
if you don't
time,
have real people around you that's kind of like supporting you.
You can
like,
just get lost.
Oh, yeah. And like, I met so many people on the road and like that your friend slash your friend. And like, it's just like, for me, the real people I know are the people I know from like before DPV, you know, like
right.
I know them for 10 years. And they're like, when they talk to Fred, I know they're like, you're Fred, this. I'm like, I know you're talking to like the real me, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And that's always never going to, like, that's always going to be for me the most important thing. Whenever I have my friend, like one of my best friend is like my N&R for like the label Slugs,
oh, yeah.
you know? And like every time he's like, this song is is incredible. You should like take a listen, or he send me stuff. And I'm like, I trust him. And like, for me, that's what creates like actual relationship, you know?
Yeah.
And like, just that inspiration I have by being at home in my studio. I just got a condo. I feel like whole talking like that, but got a condo. I paid so much money for a new couch. I love my couch. I always sleep on my couch more than my bed.
Really?
And like, that's I got my office studio a block away.
Yeah.
So basically every morning, go get a coffee, go there, go work. And like that whole work and like being happy and like having good food, seeing all my friends, that's never going to top anything else.
The most important thing, man. And not to mention, Montreal is a really inspiring
city. It's a dope city.
It's such a great city, man.
It's a cool city.
One of the more unique cities in North America, I think. Like I have such, every time I've ever been there, I love it. But I remember the first time I ever came to Montreal, and this wasn't even when I met you. This was like before
when you were
that.
Mean to me. Yeah, that time.
Yeah, that time. Yeah. This was back when I was nice. Yeah. No, but it was, I think it was the first time I ever played Montreal, and it was like some, you know, I probably was paid like $300 for the show.
Dang, big money.
Yeah, like I probably lost money going there.
Just a flight.
Yeah, just to get there. But I still remember the whole day, like, just the vibe in the city, I'll never forget. The show was awesome. It was just like some sweaty little basement
club.
Oh,
yeah, my favorite.
It felt like really like the air was like, there's this like sexual energy. I feel like Montreal's like a sexy city.
It's a cool city. I mean, like people like French Canadian, you know, like they're proud people. Like yeah. I feel like if I can talk for them, like in general, like they love having fun. They always say like, you know, Canadian are like, who try to be the most respectful people. Like, hey, are you okay? Thank you. Sorry.
Right.
And like, I actually, like every time I see other people, I mean, for me, it's, I don't know if it's like where I come from, but like with Montreal, everywhere I could walk in the street and like, nah, I didn't say that when I first moved in, but by being there for like almost like 13, 14 years now,
yeah,
like I could go anywhere in any restaurant and talk, and always people are going to be nice. And like, the weather is cool. This festival during the summer, literally every week, like a humor, like a comedy festival, blues, jazz fest, there's like anything. And I feel like that keeps the momentum of people being happy, being like in a nice mood. And that just reflects into the city, in my opinion, by living there, you know?
I think you're right, man. What I like about them too, the city doesn't shut down in the winter. There's festivals.
Oh, we used to this. There's Igloo Fest. You played Igloo Fest.
We might have met there. It could be.
Like, I feel I've been to every Igloo Fest every year. And I would have seen you, I'd be like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. We might have met there. It's possible. That was a long time ago when I was there. Did you end up playing?
You played with Diplo? Like, was it Major Lazer?
I played, yeah. Well, I was, the first time I was at Igloo Fest, I was DJing for Kid Sister. But
And after you played Belmont, and after you played Belmont with her, I think.
Yeah,
you were the DJ.
Yeah.
That's like
Belmont.
In the roots of roots when I.
Right, yeah. But I remember when we were doing Igloo Fest, like we played first, and I think it was like Caspa or Benga or somebody.
So that was super OG.
Like, yeah.
I mean, for us, we're like, even from that day, Igloo Fest is like one of my favorite festival, like I wouldn't say in the world, but I would say like in Montreal, like the vibe is so fun.
It's insane. And there's like nothing else like it. Did you play Igloo Fest eventually?
I did 1 year. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Like, it's so fun.
Like, and not to get anything else on any other festival, like Il Sonic is like one of the biggest thing that EDM has in Montreal.
Right.
But like for the winter, you know, having like, you go out and they do like those contests that you have to be dressed super weird, like all the most fluo stuff, and you win prizes if you dress like really bad. And
right.
They have those funny contests that for me made my whole like, I would say from like 22 to like 27, I would go there, you go like rage, go dance, and like you just dress as like Eskimo.
Yeah.
And like, you just like have so much fun. Like for me, that's the most Canadian thing you could ever do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it is. It's like this like zany kind of vibe. And for the listeners who might not know, we're talking about an outdoor festival in Montreal in January.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's so cold. I don't know Celsius, but you know, it's like zero. Fahrenheit.
Oh, it goes like in us, it goes the craziest, like minus 30,
yeah,
like minus 35.
Crazy.
And I've been to those, and then they like, you're like, I'm gonna drink like hot wine.
Yeah.
To get, and now like it's kind of a circle. We're like, I need to drink. I'm gonna take my jacket off. And you, and last thing
I remember, by the end of the show I played there, I took my like coat off. I was in a t-shirt.
Oh yeah, it goes hot on stage. And like for me, when I played there, it was like one of my one of the festivals in the time I wanted to do, like, since forever. I was like, I'm going to play a group fest one day. I'm going to enlighten the stage. And when I did, literally, like, it was the craziest thing ever. Like, Montreal people rage too. They love bass music. Yeah. So for me, it was a good connection. And for being there, like, it's always like when I started, like, in my hometown, being able to headline this was a massive achievement for me.
I can imagine, man. I mean, so when you were like a little kid in the small town, was there anybody else there that even like had the same interests as you?
EDM was not a thing, you know, like everybody, the, like, I started even me to get interested into that world around like 18 years old, you know, because like there's, when I moved out, there's some guys that was older than me, like 1 year later, that went and created a blog that was called The Mothership.
Okay.
And that's like, I knew them because we were going on the same high school. So when I moved them there, I knew they were like doing events and they were doing like a blog. So I started writing for them. But like, they were the only dudes that know about the music. That's like when, like, Vous êtes des animaux from, like, all the headband, like, All Justice and came out. And people were, like, asking about all this music. And, like, I was the one, like, you guys should come see Bloody Beach. That's going to explode. They're like, what is that? I'm like, just follow me. Like, Steve Aoki, you know, like, Boys Noise, Mastercraft.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm just curious in general. Like, did you feel like an outsider in the small town?
Whenever I came back, yes. Yeah. Whenever I was always there, not really. But when I came back, there's definitely like, you change. Like,
ooh, sure.
The classic kind of like, you live in the city now. Like, you're too cool for school.
Fancy
or like,
boy.
Oh, yeah, you sing to EDM or whatever. It wasn't a big deal because the core of my best friend that I still talk and like, that was still like, talk to that day, were the one that we didn't care about anything. And even them, like my best friend from high school, I started bringing them to my festival, like Il Sonic or like anything. And like I'm talking, they have kids, you know, like they have a job. Like one is like a firefighter. And like anytime I'm like, I'm telling you, in 6 months, I'm playing this festival. So take off, you know. And one of them is coming on Holy Ship Wrecked.
Oh,
like
great.
For the first time ever, I'm like, I want you to experience this and have fun. And like, it's just like for me, like for them, you know, they have like, they all work so hard and do their things. So whenever you have a chance to, like, these are like the core of people that I know, like, or opinions or like anything, I could be anything and opinions would never change. And for me, that's what the real roots of like the real friends.
Yeah, that's
that
so
I keep
cool
around.
You can do that now, man. Bring them out and let them see kind of, you know,
it's
how far
crazy.
It's gotten, man.
And even like, so my uncle and like my arena show, you know, like where we did, like some of my uncle and some people and didn't know you there when my family were there. And like, I was like, damn, like for them, like it's a big accomplishment. Cause for me, like they never see me work, you know?
Right.
So like, oh, that's your work playing in front of that many people and then like doing such things. So I feel like happy that I can show them that, yeah, there's like work in music. Yeah. You can do some stuff. And yeah, I was not the best at school, you know? And like, you don't need to have A's to be like good and like whatever you do. And I feel that's another thing that's important to show the kids about like whatever passion that they do and like whatever they have can be like, I didn't know nothing about all this.
Like you said, you were working your ass off.
It
wasn't like you couldn't do well in school just because you were dumb or something. It's just, you know, you found what worked for you and your real passion.
And like just some stuff, I'm like, well, like exactly. It's kind of like, I feel like they show you a massive like sphere of like interest that I picked up from that. So that's the thing I actually do like with school. Like it's cool because gave you okay in the sphere of design, what do you like? I like cover, I like graphic design. Okay, in the sphere of that, where you like motion, video, computer, the sphere of that, where you like, and like for me, that's what like school brought me. But
yeah,
like in other classes, like I had to like do some like font or whatever. I sucked at it, and I was like, I'm not good, I understand the process. And like sometimes, like people like, I don't know if, I think it's much needed also, but whenever some jobs ask you, like, you're 17 years old and they're like, at 18, whenever you got, you need 10 years of experience to work here. Like, you come out, like, what the hell? Like, but they're looking for new blood. And I'm like, it's hard for new people sometimes to don't have the paper whenever, can do so much more than other people.
Well, that's that classic problem, right? Of, you know, you need 10 years experience. And you're like, well, if you hired me, I would get experience.
Yeah, exactly. But nobody hired you.
And I think, honestly, I think that's the same thing in the music industry, man.
I was about to say that. It's kind of like, yo, can I try? Oh, no, you got to be a good DJ. Like, oh, but let me DJ. I'll do, I can learn, you know? And it's kind of like, nobody give you a chance.
And,
so
and
like,
dude, I would take it even farther to talk about like agents and managers and all that. Everybody's sort of waiting to find, you know, who's the next hot artist, who's the next big sound. But no one, it's so funny because they won't take a chance on people until that person's already kind of like popping off. You
it
know
takes
what I
like
mean?
A, yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, it sucks. I see their point because they're
of
like,
of course.
Like, it's kind of like, oh, well, I'm going to dedicate myself so much, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, but they always have to prove, or like, you know, like the classic management, like, do a hit, do a song. And you're like, what do you mean, do a song, do a hit? Like, I need a hit. I need a show song. Like, not this one. I'm like, why? Like, this is a good song. I like it, you know? And like, right. For me, I come from a background of like, well, like, I did that song in the same optic that I did the other song. So
right. That
could be another banger. It just depends how you treat it, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And like, for me, it's really important how like, how everybody speak to each other, you know? Like between themes or like even all of this is just like I did my like even when I started like I felt like when I started talking to Mikey and everybody every time I was doing a move I did collab with etc Jose
right,
you know I did
right.
collab with like Kei Weshi I did collab with so many people and every time I felt like it was a step further, but it was such a close circle that nobody wants you in.
Right.
Because, like, not in a bad way, just because everybody worked their ass off to get at where they are, that you need to prove yourself a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which came for me a lot, like, why I was like, I need to show them that my sound is dope.
Right.
And, like, whenever I did all those collabs with everybody, it was really important that I give myself, because every song I was working with another guy was, like, the fact that I'm proving them, like, I'm here. I'm proving them I can do this thing.
Yeah.
And like, shit, you work with him. Oh, work with him. Oh, work with Flux. Work with, okay, he's cool. And now, last thing I know, I'm like with them. Like, hey, what's up, guys? We're all chilling. I'm like,
right.
We're friends.
Now we're all the same.
I'm like, I'm part of the group. I'm cool now.
Well,
I'm
you're
cool
right,
game.
Man. I think especially those early collabs, because you did have a string of them. Your sound design was just so wild. I know I've already said this, but it was like you were coming over the top every time with just these crazier sounds. And it was... Now hearing you say it, it makes sense because I think that was probably your mentality, but it was just undeniable how different and new it was. You
it
know?
Was a proof to do, you know, because if not, like, and I actually knew why they were coming to do right. songs with me. They're like, your song, their sound is fucking, it's super cool. So let's do it. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to destroy this song if I work with you. So that's it. Every time I was trying to like put my name to be, I have people that if I work with them, like, oh, it's a Fred. Like, okay, Fred is definitely here, so it's not lost. And like, for me, it's always been really important to put my signature. But that was like the fight that I was trying to get people to listen to me and like kind of like trust me on these things.
Yeah. Well, and so what was it like then working with Skrillex and Diplo, you know, sort of at like the highest level of the game?
Oh, that was me being like the most stressed dude I ever been because Team Easy, like Drew, that was escorting me from like the gate to his house. And it was like a whole process. Cause like, he's so big, you know,
right,
and I was I get there and like I just enter and like this Wes and Sunny, they're working on some music and I'm just there standing by the door for like 10 minutes not talking right. I'm like oh my god, what the hell, because they requested me that like they knew I was in LA and like you reached out to my manager and like, yo, we want to work with him, that'd be super awesome. So I stand by the door. And I was like, oh, you can sit down. I'm like, oh, really? Like, okay, I'll sit down.
Yeah, they finally
And
noticed.
Then I sit down and like, you just show me three preview of song. Like, we have these, which one you like? And I stick up really with all the house because I was like, that bass is so cool and like the melody.
Yeah.
But I had no drop. I was like, I know what I'm here for, you know? Like, I know what I'm
going
to do.
Yeah.
And I always been so lucky in my life. And I remember because I opened the project, they gave me a stamp, put that in there. And I opened one of my patches I did with the Maelstrom that I had in my Combinator in Reason. Yes. I think you were using Reason too. It was you or no?
No, I wasn't using Reason, but I've used it enough to be familiar.
Yeah. So basically I opened one of my patch and there was like just one MIDI that was there. And basically it was just there, but there was a sustain that was so long. And I pressed play and like the sustain stayed so long on the build, on the drop actually.
Right.
Like it was perfect placement that was really like, bleh. I was like, there's nothing more perfect that could have happened.
Right.
I was like, I think that's it. But that was in the first 10 minutes that I started working with them.
Wow.
So I was like, damn, it's there. I think that could be the drop. But I was so shy. I'm like, You know, it's like when you do a test at school and you're like, oh, if I give the test too fast, it's going to be like, are you cheating or something?
Right.
Like, yeah. I was like, if I shoot them right now, they're probably going to be like, just so bad or like just not liking it at all.
Yeah.
So I just had that. I was just like, I don't know what else to do for 2 hours waiting. Then Wes had to leave. And then like for now, another 30 minutes, Quail was like, you have anything? Like, I'd love to hear. I'm like, oh, maybe I have this thing, but I'm not sure, you know? And it's like, and like, we listened to it. It was like, that's it. That's the thing. That should be it. You have anything, any other thing? Now that's some little clock and whatever, like I always have.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's it. That's cool. And like, it's like, I saw him work. And like, for me, that also changed my way of working. Cause in the time how he had was literally like, I think he was off during that time for like a 6 or 8 months of like the world of releasing music. And right. I was like, what is he doing? And like, it was just when he opened the project, he had a folder of like, freaking out, say like 200 sounds.
Wow.
And he was just going through. I'm like, what is that? He's like, oh, that's my own sample bank. Like, wow. I created that bank for like the last few months. And like, now I just go through and find sound and put them like a puzzle. I'm like, that is genius. I never thought
that's
about that.
So
and
smart.
Now I talk about it. I'm like, of course, it's like, well, why? Like, it's so, yeah, it makes so much sense.
Did you start doing that?
After that, right? Yeah. I started like getting my folder and like, I was like, it just brought so much things to me.
Mm.
That was a session. I think I was there for like maybe 12:30 to like 9:30 a.m. And that felt like 2 minutes.
Wow.
But like that whole thing, I still like, can talk about it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was just so much fun.
It's a big moment, man.
I don't know when's the next time I'm going to see them in the studio together.
Right.
You know, there's so much thing that I was like, I need to appreciate every single second and be like, okay, what's happening? What are you doing? And like, ask question, like, cause that's never going to happen probably ever again.
That's
and
smart. Which
I don't think it ever happened. He called me one time. He's like, there's another song. And like, he was like on his way back from the airport. He was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And he sent me a song, did a song, and it's called Russian Roulette. Now he just didn't have time to finish it.
Oh,
but
okay.
He was like, kind of like, oh, we're going to do it. And I was like, oh, excited. And like, he's the busiest man in the world.
Of course.
So
that's and why he's the nicest guy.
Oh,
the world,
yeah. Like,
too.
Literally. So that's why I was like, at some point, I'm just like, we both came. I was like, okay, I'll release it. But when we were working on that together, it was like really insane.
Yeah. Well, man, I want to hear your secret sample folder now.
Oh, man. Like, I have a bunch. And like,
I was about to say, there's so many YouTube tutorials and all that. How to sound like snails.
That's the funniest. And I'm always like, I don't even sound that good. Like, what the hell?
They're like doing you better than you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember like, who was it? I think it was maybe Virtual Riot or somebody. Or even when Serum came out, there was a patch called like the growl or the snail or like something. I was like, that's me. And like, I was like, that sounds way better than anything that I did in my whole life. And I was like, people's going to use that and sound way better. And I was like, damn, good for them. You know, they're lucky.
And it's proof too, man. I mean, look at how far you've come, right? To the point now where, you know, the snail sound is just something that's like a known thing that people make tutorials about. I mean,
dude, it's fun, you know, like, but on the other way, it's been something, it's like whenever like, we own that sound and like we went so far in that world. Like, now the question is like, how do I get it bigger? You know,
right.
like,
and where do you go from here?
Yeah,
right?
It's like kind of like not suffer from your own success, but like, all right, this sound is fucking amazing. Like, I love it. And like, but like, if I don't, it's like just the complication of like, if I don't release a song that has no Vomit Step in it, fans complain.
Right.
Oh, you lose. Oh, you suck. You blah blah blah. SoundCloud comment, which I don't check anymore.
Yeah, of course.
Which nobody, because that would give me a cancer.
It's a ghost town. Yeah.
And like, but if I do a song with the Vomit Step sound, they're like, oh, you're not being like, you don't know how to change. You like, you're such an old school artist. I'm like, okay, so what do you guys want? And like, the struggle and like the question as an artist come here of like, me trying, like, you know, like I did RKO, like with Rico, which like there's actually no snail sound in it. But
right.
I listened to it, I was like, damn, I the melody, I love it. Drop, I think it's whenever I play it, it's smashing. I got destroyed on this song, like literally, like you lose your sound. This is like cheesy, blah blah. I'm like, all right, okay, cool. And then I did like another, I can't remember what it is, but I get destroyed because I'm like not and trying new stuff.
But to me, man, it's the same thing as when you, the very first thing we were talking about, when you left the small town when you were a kid, because you sort of saw what could happen if you stayed there. You know what I mean? I think it's the same with music. If you just keep making the same thing over and over and get comfortable and don't
you evolve, don't improve.
It,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And you can get stuck in that. And you know, people are always going to have a reaction to it. But I think,
well, if I do like a song with a collab and I put my song, my old sound, with somebody else, now it's good, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
So like it's kind of like tricky, and like that's something I'm currently working on really hard for my new album, like next year, like some new stuff I'm working, like new collabs I did, you know? I'm like, all right, what did I want to do? And I think more, sometimes it's just how you package it, you know, how you put the context of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all right, this is like the OG Snail sound. Oh yeah, now we like it. Not being a new, it's like how you approach it to people, and like that's something like for me, how who you work with, you know. Like if I if you do like I do a song with Korn tomorrow with my Snail sound, people will love it, you know.
Right.
I do a song with me singing the shower with Snail sound, people like would hate it. It's just a matter who really you work with, which is hard because at some point I'm like I don't want to do collabs forever. Like as much as I love working with everybody, I did like. It brought so much new thing to like my perspective of producer. I don't want to get lost into doing this thing. And I'm like, I personally think, you know, I'm like, I think my song are cool. And like, I did some song that I'm like super proud of. It's just really hard nowadays, like for them to like understand, or like whenever you get known for one thing,
it's
like
really
so hard. Like,
but if you think about it, man, I think the way you broke out initially was you were just on your own. You were, like you said, staying up all night, learning, working on your own for months and months and months and developing this sound. Like that's what got you to where you are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm stoked to hear you say that, like, you want to get back on that vibe. Not that you won't keep collaborating too, but like, I'm excited
like,
to see what the next stage of your sound looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, even for me, I feel like it's kind of like, and talking about that, it's crazy because Cal Company, which is like an awesome freaking technician, producer,
he's
insane. And I learned it like a week ago. I think it's been a month or something like that. But Reason, where I used to work with, why I quit Reason was because I was not able to get a good quality of mix down and master.
Right.
I wasn't understanding it, like sound chain, like side chain and everything.
Right.
Takes literally like forever just to do like one thing. So I switched to Ableton, and now they brought a rack and like they're plugging to Ableton.
I saw that,
Reason. And I was like, this is literally the day I've been talking about that day lady for. I've been literally like doing music for last three, like since I discovered the last 3 days with the boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, all those filters, I can literally find them back. I went back in my old patches. I was like, I'm going to make it sound so fire now.
Oh, that's
because I have like all the Ableton power with that. And that's going to be me for the next EP.
For that.
So that's like for me, something really, really exciting because I'm like going back to my roots, but like with all the knowledge I learned with like all those new crazy plugin and mix down thing, you know?
Oh, dude,
like
that's
for me,
exciting.
That's like a big step for like my own self as an artist.
Hell yeah. And aren't you also putting out a new record or a new EP? Like
new EP,
next week?
Like there's a bunch of new thing I worked. Carbon, freaking Woolly, Barely Alive, which is like whenever we work our song, we're like, we did it around the area of EDC.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, we have to do a song to start our EDC set.
Nice.
And we started that, and I was like, it's going to be my set's intro. And like, I have a whole visual with it now that we posted on our social.
I love
that. That's just like a crazy video game. Oh, dude, they're crazy.
Great.
And like, with the whole like microwave head and everything, it's so funny. I love it.
It's, I had them on the show. I was talking to them about it. I was like, I was so curious.
Yeah, Willie or Matt both?
Just Willie. But I was talking to him about like wearing the microwave head.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Because I'm so curious. I'd never talked to anyone, you know, because usually it's like anonymous and they won't talk to you about
it. Oh, he doesn't care. Yeah,
he doesn't care at all. So that was great. I guess.
Oh, he's cool. And like, there, whenever I work with him, you know, I already had this idea. I was like, I think that's dope, but it needs more, you know. And he's like, oh, I know exactly what to do. And just seeing him work, you know, it's so cool because like, I know how to do a bunch of synth and like I understand it, but like I'm not like Virtual Riot crazy, you know. I'm like, okay, well, I fuck around and like have fun. But him, he's like, It needs that sound. Okay, this is it. And exactly knows exactly what he does. And seeing that workflow, like, for me, it's super inspiring. Because, like, you hear something in his head, he's like, ah, it needs that layer under it. And he does it. And, like, that's super cool. That's something that, for me, I learned a lot, too. But, yeah, like, they're cool. I love them. They're so nice.
I mean, it's worth talking about, man. We're out here. You're doing this giant tour. I'm excited to see the production, all that. I'm sure it's insane.
I'm really happy you made it here. That was a really cool, like, whenever they told me that you were around, I'm like, what? He lives here? Like, that's a big gap. I'm like, is he, like, in vacation? You know, like, I know we're all traveling a lot, so we never know where, like, where life's bringing you. But knowing you, you move here, I'm like, hell yeah. And, like, for, like, you're, like, a longtime friend. So, like, for me, what imports a lot whenever I see all my buddies and I'm on it, it's like that they see the show and they're like, do you really like it? What do you think about it? Because I know nobody, like, as a friend, you're like, that's cool, but I think this. And last year, there was some stuff like that I'm like, I'm going to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, hearing, like, now, like, some of my friends that are, like, when Jake saw it last year, he was like, dude, that thing is crazy. Like, what is it? And blah, blah. And, like, knowing that, or, like, 12th Planet, being like, what the? And he saw everything. John saw literally everything in his life. So I'm like, damn, that's cool. You know? Like, yeah, it's kind of like, and for me, what pushed it is, like, having people like Excision and, like, Eric Prydz, you know, like, they use some stuff that, like, some people, like, compare us to, like, the Paradox and stuff. I'm like, yo, Jeff, like, created this thing, which is awesome. And, like, for us, it's, like, it, like, I really genuinely think, like, it's different from what he does.
Right.
And, but it's, like, a lot of, it's a visual experience. But, like, he inspired me and probably, like, 1,000 other people to just, like, go out of your way to make it, like, next level. And, like, for me, what everything I saw from him, like, the Executioner, Paradox, the new one's gonna come out, the Evolution, I'm, like, mind blown about, like, every efforts he put in anything he does, like, his festival, and, like, at that really inspired me. That's why I'm like, yeah, Jeff's always the boss. He's always going to be the boss.
He's
always
pushing it forward, man. But
for
no,
all the community.
Yeah, man. And you know, no, I'm excited to see it. And you know, I'll tell you if I don't like it because we already know I like to be mean to you.
Yeah. You already mean with me. So second time won't change anything.
But no, man, it's awesome. And I love too how you've been able to build this whole world for your project. That's, you know, it's beyond music now.
That's like, the goal. Yeah, I mean, like, it took me a minute, you know, by the background of, like, graphic design, and, like, it always taught me to think outside of the box, you know. Like, that's, if to any producer where, like, how you make it, like, SoundCloud, like, I'm like, think outside the box, you know. That's what I did when I was thinking about, like, a song construction or, like, a song, like, pattern. I was like, I can do crazier than that. And, like, that's what brought me to always, like, do something different. That, oh wow, that's original, that's different, and, like, blah blah. And, like, I feel that's what brought me to do that sound. So I feel like with that stage, you know, like, I always, like, I was like, damn, like, we all make money, you know, like, and at some point I'm like seeing, like, other DJs, or they would tour with, like, a picnic table, and I'm like, guys, I know you guys can do better than that, come on, like, we're all in this, like, invest a little bit, because that's gonna go a long way, you know. And, like, I feel like for me, having something that goes further, like, I mean, I took, like, I don't know how many hours to write those comic book with my friend in Montreal.
I was gonna,
you know,
talk about the comic books, man. Yeah, because that's a whole nother part of it too, right?
Yeah,
there's, like, actually a story behind it.
Exactly.
A narrative.
It's kind of like, and it takes time, you know, like, and I think about it now, and, like, when I first released the Shell album, even before that, like, a couple of songs before, there was Int, that was the Shell thing, you know, and, like, and I did, like, not podcast, I did, like, some slug, it's called, like, just, like, a guy talking about experience, and that experience, like, I'm on a planet exploring blah blah, and that was the cover of the single that was fitting with the story of the show. So it's basically all created from there. But I mean, for me, it's again another thing that I'm extreme in what I do, and, like, just doing music isn't enough. I feel like it's cool, but it's kind of like, it gets not boring, but I'm like, what can I do to, like, make people attach themselves more and more, and, like, what concept I can create, you know? Like, and that's where, like, I came up with that, and that was the funniest thing ever, and I had so much fun because it expanded my vision of an artist further than just, like, writing synths or, like doing mixdown master. It went to a point I'm like, I can't think about branding, you know, and like same as Slugs, you know, whenever every artist that come to Slugs, we don't have a lot so far. We have the I Am Ghost and JCO, yeah, and we have two other artists
and
coming.
And that's your label. I want to put that out.
Oh, yeah. It's a music label. And like every dude that come in there, I'm like, guys, we're going to create you something. What's your thought? What do you like? What do you think? How you see your person? And like for me, creating a story is really my favorite thing in the world. Mm. Like I love creating those. And like whenever I was an artist going through some labels, like, oh, we have like $10 for an artwork. You're like, what? Like, I put so much time into this song.
It's tough, man. And even when the label situation is good and you like what they're doing, there's always, at least for me, it's always hard to deal with other people's vision for what you're doing.
You know? Like, or like, yeah, you don't connect with it. Like, they're not in the same world.
Right.
Or they're like, we need this because that's all this is done. I'm like, yeah, but that's not my vision of like my song that I did for like 2 months of my life, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah.
For me, it's the respect that's due to like those artists that put so much time into those music. And like, that's why I'm always like, if I have no chance, if I don't play the music of the dudes I'm gonna sign, that's because I shouldn't have a label, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Every song we're releasing and like I'm playing is because like I'm basically a fan of them and I'm seeing the potential of like those younger artists being like really, really awesome, you know? Like whenever they sent us Death Rail, I was like, that thing is like, it's beyond crazy, like I Am Ghost, you know, it's kind of like, the whole intro is a speech about like, kind of like the purge, but like, take a friend, headbang in unison and blah, blah. And right. I was like, this is genius and blew the hell out, you know, like, that's like some of the biggest banger that everybody plays. And I'm happy to be part of like one of the guys that was able to show that song to other of my friends and
right,
like, do that.
Yeah.
And like, it's kind of like, I'm trying to be a medium, but it's kind of like coming from the background that being part of the label that the guy wouldn't even play your song or put it on his Twitter or like on his Facebook. I'm like, so why am I gonna give you all of these things if you're not able to like give me proper like showing me around, you know? You're not proud of it. And like,
right.
That's where I'm coming from when I try to work with everybody. And it's always been like quality instead of quantity. So if I work with like 4 or 5 guys that's going to come on a label, for me, it's more important to have that than to have like 200 artists.
That's smart, man. That's the way to do it, especially for an artist-driven label like that. I think,
yeah,
that's
exactly
important.
It's like, that's where like, you know, JCOM goes on the tour now, you know? Like,
right.
And like, I'm like, we had the boys doing, when we did the over Slugs versus Good Vibration in Lollapalooza in Chicago, actually.
Oh, right, yeah.
I brought Sudden Death, Woolly, and JCO, which like kind of like part of the label somehow because we did songs and collabs together. So it's kind of like coming from that idea of like, I'm creating a family and like a community of like just friends. And like, you know, like that's where I always seen that movement going further than just like singing stuff just for like releasing. I'm like, no, like I could have 2 releases a year, but if they're crazy, that's like my goal. And making sure always that the artist is happy, you know, like making them like, do you like the cover art? No,
right.
We're gonna change it. I don't care. Like when it's, like that's your vision. I'm here to make your like your way of that EP and like that vision coming alive, you know, like I'll pay for it. I don't care. Like I just want you to be happy because I love your song so much. I want to make it come to life in my world.
Yeah, man. And that's beautiful, man. This whole thing, like we're here on your tour bus. You're about to go play your show. You've got your label. We didn't even talk about it. I mean, you've got your festival at Red Rocks. That
yeah,
you do
that
year.
Too. That too.
I mean, it's wild how far you've built this, man, since the time when we first met.
Like,
you know? Do you look back on it? Does it seem surreal or do you feel like, you know?
I mean, I know I'm going to wake up in 2 days. Like, I'm going to bitch myself. I'm going to wake up. I'm still in my basement now.
Yeah, it's all a dream.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's like.
But I mean, the other thing I was going to say is also you did work really hard to be here, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder, you know, if you look back and say like, finally, I made it because I worked so hard, or does it sort of just seem like, how can this be real?
It goes both ways, you know, like, I feel like by being so busy, like a lot now, I have my hands on all the, like with the tour, you know, I work closely with my manager and like my tour manager when it go, like even the visual, you know, like I have hands on that. I have hands on the new, every new merch pieces that come out. is me and like a graphic designer working like literally like hours, because I'm like, I wouldn't put out anything that I wouldn't wear. You know, it comes the same thing as music. I wouldn't put out any music that I wouldn't play. And like for me, that mentality comes with, realizing, but like it's so busy that sometimes I forget that. I'm like, I'm going to pass out one day. I'm going to be in my bunk. I'm like, damn, I'm in Utah, like on my bus tour, about to play a show in the middle, like at this place I've never been, or there's like, I don't know, 500 person here at this random ass, like at this random city that I've never been, and they're raging. I'm meeting them and they're so awesome. And like, I do realize that sometimes randomly when my brain is not crazy, crazy.
Right.
But it is like sometimes like Montreal show was a massive like moment for me, because I was like watching the crowd. I was like, damn, like, that's insane, you know. I had a tear, because like, damn, playing here in this place where I know Red Rocks too, like playing where so many big artists played. I'm standing here because of a reason. I work my ass off, you know. Like, I don't say like I deserve this, because everybody deserve it. I'm just saying like I put a lot of effort into this world, put my whole life into this thing, you know. So like being able to go there and achieve these massive room or like these amazing tour, you know, like it's like a big thing. And like, I do need time to realize. And like, it's always after the tour, like a week after, I'm like, damn, it's already done. I would have been like on it for 2 months, you know, like we did those. And like, it's really always like when I'm in it, I barely realize it. And like, it's all other people make me realize it. That's the weirdest part about it. Like, you realize you're about to play like this? I'm like, holy damn, you're right. Like, but I gotta run there, because like that, like that's
right. Well, I mean, is that kind of how you stay happy too? Like, it seems like you like it when you're busy, and you like it when there's something to do.
Because if not, I feel like I'd be lazy, and like I'd be not using the fully potential of what my brain could do. So I'm like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. When I'm like tired, I'm like, I'm a game or the Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Sleep or food coma. Like, I get those moments. But when it gets too long, I don't lie to myself. I'm like, I'm lazy now. Like, I should do something. Or like, I don't want to have it like to go play festival and have new music, you know. Like, I don't want to do like some stuff that, because the place we are at now, like it's like we're pretty high up, you know. Like, we have really awesome billing. Like, we're being part of like awesome festivals. So like, it's kind of like I gotta still work to deserve that place, you know. Like, it's not like if not, another guy's gonna come get it. So like, I'm like always like trying to renew myself, and like through like any media, like through the merch, through like comic book, and like music is definitely part of it. But I've like, just personally, I just love doing project, and not because I want to be busy, just because I have passion with everything I do. Like the comic book, like I put so many hours in there. Like, if that would be a job, I'd quit, you know. Like,
right.
I'd be like, but I love it. I literally pass like my friend Maria at home. Like, really, like when we write it, we're like maybe 2 weeks from like maybe 5 p.m. to like 5 a.m. But we're laughing so much. We're having fun. But that pleasure and like that fun, you know, like, is what drives me to do more. Cause I'm like, whenever I do that, I'm like,
those moments of creativity, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that for me opened a new branch of like, oh, well, the comic book, oh, it's gonna bring an idea of visual. And then I get so interested into visual, there's gonna be another idea into another thing, into a new stage, you know?
Yeah, and
so
that's, everything that's that, is like linked. Window opening that you talked about before, right? Is when you see those moments of like what it could be, then you get that energy, right? To start creating again. Yeah,
it's kind of like, it's a passion thing that like, it's not about being busy. It's because I really do love everything. And like, sometimes I do have too much thing, because I'm like, I'm really bad at responding email or like responding text, because I'm like, I have to write this thing now. Like, I have it on my head, and I've always been the like thinking that anytime I work music, or like, that's why in my office I have video games, I have La Croix, I have everything I need, because I'm like, imagine, I tell that to a lot of people, imagine like you have a job and you start working music, and like in the session of working music, you do 30 minutes and you have to go work. What doesn't tell you that in the 5 minutes that you could have stayed there, like, you could have made the biggest banger in your life, you
right.
know? Like, and for me, I approach it in a way that when I'm in the studio, let's say like I need to do something or go eat, like what tells me, like, I'm like, I prefer to have everything around me so I can give all the chances around that. If I stay there in the studio longer, I could find like the craziest idea ever, you know?
Yeah.
So I try to think always in a way of like putting nonstop till your brain is dead. And like, that's like yeah. all the work, but it's all passion, you
right,
know?
Right, right, right. And it's fun for you. And it's cool to just see you in this environment, hearing you talk this way, man. I feel like just over the years, maybe it's just all of us like kind of getting more mature and growing up while
oh,
we're
yeah.
doing
I mean,
this.
At 26, you know, like I was just like, it is like stages, you know, like for me, and it all comes to the fact that I come from a small city, and like one thing that always helped me that is that like I always stayed Fred. Anybody I talk, like,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, I'm Fred, call me by my name, you know,
yeah,
I'm not Snails. I'm like, and that is good and bad, because sometimes I get too friendly with people and they try to like,
yeah.
oh yeah, I'm gonna screw him or whatever.
Yeah,
like
try to be a part of your life.
Like, yeah, yeah, and like yeah. they're not good people or
right.
whatever. But like for me, it's always been like, I just like, I never realized I'm like that big, because I'm always red. Even here, you know, I'm always all doing all this story. I'm like, I'm still Fred from the small town, you
yeah,
know? Like
absolutely.
I shouldn't be too cool or whatever.
Oh, and that comes through, man. Every time I've ever seen you, you are that person. I mean, sometimes I even want, like, I don't know if you're still partying as hard as we used to back in the day, but
oh,
like,
no, I'm cool. I mean, like, I feel like it's more like, I hit 31, you know,
right.
like, and it feel like when I hit 30, it changed my life. I was like, damn, like,
yeah,
I'm like,
that's a big
I need
one.
To, like, it's like, on like alcohol getting you fat, you know, there's so much stuff that goes with it,
and the hangovers, and even all I was saying is, you know, I would see you in a group of people and you would always make sure that, you know, everybody had a drink and everyone was having a good time.
Oh yeah.
And it was just very authentic to your personality,
but that comes like in any, like you would see me like when I was 10, like maybe not 10 because I can't drink at 10 years old, but like
I hope not.
No, yeah, I kind of like at 16, 17,
yeah.
like with my mom, you know, like we used to tackle party nights and like making sure everybody is like for me, it's not a way of like, I want you to get drunk. It's like, I want you to be happy as
right.
I am. So I'm so happy right now. Let's have a shot to celebrate it, you know? Like, so for me, it's always been like, you have a drink? Are you good? Are you feeling nice? Are you happy? Okay, cool. Because for me, I always want people to be like, as like if I feel good, I'm like, I want people to feel good. And sometimes yeah.
yeah,
and like we had drinks and I was like, okay, well, let's get other shots. And like it just goes with like my mentality. I don't know if it's like because I'm Spanish that I want everybody to be super happy and like good, and like, I want to take care of them. It's more like that's how like I always been all my life, you
yeah.
know. But sometimes yeah, drinking and too much and goes with it, you have a flight, you're a hangover, you hate your life.
That's the worst, man, being on the flight with a hangover.
Oh man, it's the worst. And like
the worst.
I know, like sometimes I was like, this is the last stretch, like I hate it. And like just became too, you know, like at some I got the same realization when I started and got my first picked up music thing.
Yeah,
I realized it when I was like 29 30, that I was like, I'm about to turn 30, you know, like I shouldn't do that crazy party, or like I should have like a better way of life. Because
it's just a balance, right? And if you're thinking about it in the sense of, you know, you really, it seems like you want to maximize your time, right?
Oh yeah, so, like whenever I wake up at 4 p.m. because I'm hangover, it doesn't
yeah.
make me feel good. Like I think it's cool for everybody, like in the young age,
oh,
like
yeah, yeah.
have fun and like at college, whatever. But at some point, it is important to like realize, like for me, I was just like, yeah, I mean, like it's a job now, you know, like I have employee under my name,
right.
you know, I have like a bus to have to pay.
And again, it's that short-term versus long-term investment. Like you could have a super fun night and get drunk and party all night. But if you do that, that might hurt your ability to have a longer career and have fun for
yeah.
years down the road,
like,
you know?
Mental health, you're not going to be happy. You're
yeah,
gonna
that
be, like,
too.
It's a massive thing. And I've seen so many DJs like just falling because of that, you know? Like
yeah.
And like for me, like I always stay strong because every time I say my mama doesn't raise no pussy, but like sometimes it's kind of a hard. I'm like, oh, show doesn't perform as good, you know, like something to go, I'm like, damn it. And like, you know what? I'm a big, 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 prone. I don't know if that's even a word, but I really, really give a lot of importance to positivism. I'm always like, that's the biggest thing
I've changed. Thinking positive.
Oh, like, yeah. Like everything I do, there's always two sides, you know, like it's raining. Oh, no, like it's like a cold weather, you know, like, and everything I do in any situation, I'll always approach it that way. And that changed a good part of my life because it's easy to be like sad and like, oh, like think about negativity. But like, if you try to push yourself being like, yeah, it sucks. I'm like, it's a early flight, but I'm flying. Some people are stuck in the office, you know, like, oh, I mean like this thing. Oh, but there's a, it's always trying to feed and it's hard. It took me time, but now it's like natural. You know, every time I talk to somebody, I wish like, does that, but you notice this too, you know, like you're right. I'm like, yeah, but if you, it's slow, but like that, made my mental, like my health, like mentally really better in general, like to approach like all these projects. I'm like, damn, I have so much stuff I barely see. Oh, but I create so many awesome things, you know? And like, it goes both ways. Yeah, I do need to take care of myself, but there's some time that it's easy to go maybe on the other way. Personally, for me, I really try to approach it, and everybody has their own way to like do it. And nothing is like good or bad.
No,
it's like,
of course.
It's really for me, that's, it's been helping myself a lot.
That's great, man. I love to hear that. And what I like about what you just said too is that, you know, I think it's really easy to just think that you can't change, you know?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm stuck like that. I like, there's nothing you can do. I'm like, yeah, but why?
Exactly. Like, you can change the way you think. So it's hard. It might take a long time, but I've had to do the same thing, man, because it's so easy. In any career, there's frustration. Sometimes you feel like, oh, why isn't this happening fast enough? Or why did this person get that?
Like, like, why didn't listen to the song? Like, why nobody's paying it?
Or
And I'm like, sometimes I approach it like, are you not pissed? Like, this show didn't go. I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, if you're not pissed again, not getting booked there, I'm like, no, if they didn't book me, that's because I need to do better.
Right.
So I'm like, instead of being, yeah, they suck, like, blah, blah. I'm like, for me, it's always been like, oh, no, that's because of me. I need to do better. Yep. So they're going to approach me. And then, like, it just pumped me to do craziest thing. And then I'm like, I'm going to get it. And then next year after I get it, I'm like, I worked it. And I deserved it, but not. But I'm like,
but
okay,
you know, there's I know exactly what you're talking about, because in your own head, you know, and there's that sense of satisfaction.
Oh, yeah. You're like, this is a crazy thing, you know, like, oh yeah. Like, yeah, I made my thing this year. And like, I'm super proud. And like in like 5-6 years of career, you know, there's some year that was like less crazier. There's some year that way better, you know, it goes up and down.
Of
like
course.
Anything, like if it's too perfect, like whenever you're going to fall, it's going to hit you, you know? Yeah. So like, it's good that you have like some slower time. And like, for me, it just like make you realize like, okay, cool. The game is changing. I need to adapt myself to other thing. And like, it's cool to have like a good team, you know, that make you realize all this thing and like are able to be like, we got to switch the plan now. We got to do this thing, EP, no more single, EP now. No EP, single now.
Right. You know?
Or like, okay, that type of like graphic works with people. It's going, oh no, it doesn't work. Let's evolve.
Yeah.
And longevity, you know, in 10 years, like it's never like always perfect and sunny.
Well, what does 10 years from now look like? Like, if you had your perfect world, you know?
If I had my perfect world, like, personally, I feel like I would love to keep touring till I'm like, I have like a family, or like trying to like build plans and like have a more like established home. And definitely that. And after, like, I do actually love so much, like, creating stuff for artists, like working in a team of somebody,
right,
you know,
like you can manage like people,
manage, or just like, let's say like I would work with like, be like, I'm gonna make sure all your branding, kind of like part of a management team. Cause I know I would destroy, and I'm able to adapt to anybody else. And I like, in 10 years, I'm gonna be in that game for almost 15 years. So I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'll be like, you shouldn't do that. You should that. And like, even like with the support we have here, you know, like with the boys, I'm like, every night, guys, like, come with me at the rail, sign autograph. Like, I've been doing since literally my first show ever. And like, that's been the best way to connect with your fan, create like, and everywhere still people are like, nobody does that. I'm like, I can't believe in 2019, there's no DJ that takes the time to go at the rail and thanks them. Cause these are the person who spend $50, $100, $150 on merch, on ticket, on like anything, name it. And like, like for me taking 30 minutes to go say thank you to like, I don't know, 50 person is the least I could do to be there.
Of course. And man, if you think about the bands you loved as a kid, I mean, for me, I was a metalhead and I got to meet some of those bands when I was a kid. I still remember that to this day, like the ones who took the time.
And just say hello. Like I would, like for me, and it's a crazy thing because that comes from like, whenever we're talking earlier about like such a so small detail could such a big effect and impact in your life. Like for me, when I was working for that blog and I was seeing like, I'm not going to name them, but like all those crazy bands, you know, like, and I was like, at the rail, like, please can I take a picture? I'm your biggest fan. I put you everywhere I can. I brought like 20 friends here and like, they don't come. They don't say hello. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. You know, who are like, I get it. You're a rock star, you know,
sure,
like that's
sure.
cool. And like, I totally respect it. I respect it. But like for me, it comes like when I saw that, I was like, you know what? Like if I ever make it in life, I'm going to be the invert of that. And I'm going to say hello to everybody. And since that day, that's what happened. And like, I took that as an example. And even I could have been like, those guys are dumb. But I was like, in a good way, I'm like, you know what? They made me realize I should thank my fan. Cause like, it could be a kid like me that got derailed that I don't know that's going to blow up. And like, that's where like in 10 years, if I'm be able to like tell everybody like all the learning, all like the experience they can get. And like, that's like, and like creating some stuff for them. Cause I feel like some teams or like some artists, even I'm talking with a lot of people cause they're all my friends. They're like, I don't know how to do this. I'm like, well, if you do that, you should check for this. And like, that's my own experience. Like, damn, like that's cool, you know? And then they talk with the team and they're like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And like, just come from like me, like doing those experiences.
And that's beautiful because that's you giving back, contributing back to the community, helping people who came in after you grow. I mean, you know, like all that kind of stuff like, is what I feel we should like all be doing.
The day you realize that, you know, like I'm going to do music and like, I won't be at the top forever, you know, like, and if you want to stay in that game, you gotta make sure, like for me, the best way, and 12 Planet always been the best at it. Like, you're like, yeah, like there's up and down and like, you're gonna have a new guy who's gonna come on top of you. But if you wanna stay there forever, just be nice with everybody and like, make the new generation come up. Cause like if you're the one that's helping them, they're gonna bring you with them when they're bigger. You
Absolutely,
know, like
yeah.
it comes from a way of like helping each other. And that's the best way to stay in that community. And like, have, in my opinion, the longevity the most ever. Cause then you stay around a group of people that's always relevant. And then like, you don't lie to yourself, you know, like the day like you're trying to like take over power other people and like try to like just get selfish. And like that doesn't last. People know and like, people talks to and that's where like for me, I'm like, for when there's a new guy, I'm like, please like play hard, you know, like if you shine over me, like I'll like, that's because I don't deserve that spot. That's because I'm gonna work harder. And like, that's like makes me like want to make better and be crazier. And it's just like the whole circle of like what I think is going to be a cool way to stay in there for in 10 years and stay around all those amazing artists. And if I can help at one point with Slugs or like by myself to blow an artist up to a level, like, I don't know, Grammy, I'll be like, I contribute to this. And I won't be like, it sucks because I'm not that guy. Like, I'm going to be like, I'm part of a team that kills it. Hell yeah, you know?
Absolutely.
I have my money, I have my family, I have my tackles. I'm fine here.
Fuck, that's perfect, man. I feel like we got to wrap it up on that note. That was so good.
That was a good one.
Is there anything else we haven't talked about? Anything people should know about? You know, we mentioned you got the new EP that's out now.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. I mean, I don't like if the tour is going to be done by then or like, I don't know.
No, that's
what
probably still going too. And we'll put all the links and all that for
people
to go get
the tickets. Yeah, I feel like just thanks everybody that came out to the show at every single show. You know, that's always like awesome to see everybody raging and like could be like a 500 cap room to like a 5,000 cap room. And like, it's always means a lot. I feel like hopefully I don't get destroyed on the new EP and they're gonna like it. But the new song, I'm really proud of them. And wanna work Carbon, a new guy with Big Ali, the dude that did Wild as well. It's like some cool song that I've been playing for like the last 8 months. And like, I'm excited for them to hear it and
people finally
yeah,
get it.
Be nice and comment on SoundCloud. No, but yeah, thank you for taking the time of that. I know I remember the day you started and like you come a long way. I think it's good to take the time to make you realize where you're coming from, know, like, and like everything you accomplish every time. Like, I know, like, so we don't talk often, but the beauty of this community and this world is like the fact that we see it one time every 2 years, but it feels like yesterday, you know?
I know,
you don't
man.
Change. You always look so young and like...
Dude, you look great too, man. Come
we
on.
We try to, and I feel that's like the beauty of like anybody in this world, like in the music and where we are right now, like it's nice because like we always like never change, you know? It's always like, oh, I felt I saw you two minutes ago and like that's nice and see you like accomplishing and doing all of this. Like I see every time your cover art with like a new artist, I'm like... Damn, Willie's, wow, fuck yeah, you know, I'm proud and like, I know you come a long way when you started that and probably wasn't hard, like, wasn't easy to get people to talk. And I remember whenever we were talking, we were starting that, I'm like, that's cool. And you had like maybe two person on it. And since that day, I don't know how many episodes you're at right now.
Yeah, we're getting up to like 150 now.
Holy.
It's been going for like 2.5 years.
Damn. See, in my head, it was yesterday.
So I know, right? It's crazy, man.
Even you probably like, yo, I interview 150 person. Like that's, you should do one that's like just two of your face and you should interview yourself about like, so wait, what's coming with Willie?
People want me to do one where somebody else interviews me, which I'm going to do it eventually, but I'm just waiting for the right moment.
And the right person too.
Yeah,
I
that
feel
too.
Like you need a
that
cool...
too. Like you said, man, we don't see each other all that much, but I think about you more than we actually talk, if you know what I mean.
Like we've saw each other on social and then we're like kind of like always connecting. It's kind of like just like, it's not like, hey, what's up on text or like actually like in real life, but it's
but yeah,
the same,
man.
Here.
No, I love you, man. I'm just happy to see you doing so well. And thank you for doing this, man. This is fun.
Thank you. I'm really happy I was able. And it's funny because like I thought we were not recording at all since that day. Because when we started, we just started talking. I'm like, oh yeah, like, oh, my day's been good. Heat poutine or whatever. And like after at some point I start talking, I'm like, should I tell him that he should record right now? Because we're talking about the Deuce Jacket thing. And like, so later we're going to do it. We're going to talk about it. I'm like, okay, cool. So we're just chilling now. We're just talking. But I feel that's the beauty of it. And it's been almost like an hour and 30 now.
Yeah, man.
So,
we've been going in.
We had to catch up on many points. So that's cool. But thank you again, Will.
Yeah, thank you, man. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, peace. That's the show. Shout out to Snails. I've still got a smile on my face, man. It was great to see you. For everybody out there listening, don't forget, Snails just released the World of Slime EP, and he's on the World of Slime tour right now with his crazy Shell 2.0 stage. And if that wasn't enough, he also just put out Volume 2 of his comic book. And don't forget, there's a link in the description of this episode where you can go keep up to date with everything Snails has going on. My name is Willie Joy. Happy holidays. We only have one episode remaining before it is 2020. Keep up with me. Let's go into the new decade together. I'm at Willie Joy on all social media. The show is at Back to Back Pod. You can also hit me up directly, backtobackpod@gmail.com. That's it for this week. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're with people you love that you care about. And I hope you're feeling optimistic about 2020. I'm about ready to see what it's got to offer. Take care of yourself, and I will talk to you next Tuesday. For Back to Back, this is Willie Joy. Peace.